We are turning. That's awesome from the last message.
What was that message again?
How a minister prays for people, right? Versus, I think I changed the topic. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Any ATs in the house? Amen. Sorry. That is wrong. You know, in those days, some people come to church just to disprove God. I'm going to have helped people like that today. Just a bit of help. How are you doing, everybody? Thank you for coming again today. Father, thank you for a moment of your word again. Thank you for our minds are open. We are receptive. Word makes us better. Our conducts are better. Our understanding are better. And our communication are better. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Pay attention today. I don't plan to go early. The attitude of the miraculous. The attitude of the miraculous. But see it more as the attitude that brings the miraculous. The attitude that brings the miraculous. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. First, open 2 Timothy 3:15. The attitude that puts the power of God into action. The attitude that makes the supernatural norm to the believer. The attitude. So, let me start this way. Should I have an idea about God before looking at the Bible? Or should I look into the Bible to know? Or should I first look into the Bible to get an idea about God? That's the question. Should I have an idea about God because I am already convinced about God? Based on that, then I check the Bible? Or should I solely rely on the Bible to know who God is? Well, which one will you pitch your tent with? I first know that there's a God, then I search the word. Or I just go into the world blank-minded to know who God is. Well, if you have followed us in understanding Genesis, you will understand that both of them can be correct. Amen? Although one is a bit more correct, but both of them should be correct. Because we learned that the invisible things of him from creation are what clearly seen, being understood by things which are created, which are made. But the issue about the atheist is that he needs a vivid proof of God before believing the Bible. The question is, at times we are in evangelism and you brought out the Bible and someone just said, you take away that book. Talk to me about God. You understand? Say, well, can we just leave this book? Anybody could have written the book. Talk to me about God. Please pay attention today. Well, unfortunately, that would be a mistake. God had a book for man. God authored a book for man. And God wants man to understand him in the book. Because, I will be going to a bit of science again today. See 2 Timothy 3:15. The question is, at least, why not read first? You can say, well, why should I believe it? Don't believe it, read. God did not ask for faith before reading. Hallelujah. That was the point. Because think that is where the issue of sincerity comes in. What you knew about politics today, most of it, they are not inborn. You read, then you made the conclusion, right? What you knew about your profession, about different things, it's not because you are convinced before reading. So why are you expecting that of God to be different? Somebody said in my place of work, he said, why we actually add, and it's not too wrong, he said, why we actually add Islam, Buddhism, and sorry to add Christianity, as the major religions dominating our days, was because there was a documentation. He said, if the people doing Chongo festival in those days, Amadewa, if they had have their own book, that it could have been a dominant what religion today. Are you with me? That, but because there was a documentation of this in so-called big religions, it was easy to pass it along from generation to generation. Please write this on your notes. Reading and documentation and reading is for man. Documentation and reading is just a man's thing. They are men things. Somebody said that for you not to know what happened before you are born is to what? Forever remain a child. Do you know that? Say what? Oh, okay. I've delivered you from wise word, right? That if you don't know what happened before you are born, that means you want to forever remain a child. Pay attention today. 3:15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scripture. Well, which are able to make you wise unto what? Salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Say God authored a book. Don't forget, of course, we have explained that when we say God authored a book, you have to look into it. How did he author it? Despite the imperfections of the man that wrote this thing, is God still claim ownership of this book? This is still the length and breadth of how to understand God. This is still the length and breadth of how to seek the understanding. This is still the perimeter of knowing God. Looks like just like a guy was telling me on Facebook yesterday that how can you say your God kill? Your God does not kill. Your God said, well, for you to understand that God does not kill, you must read that material that says he kill. But now, read which part of it? Read everything. Are you with me? That is why he gave you a clue. Well, the people that chapterize the Bible, they try to help us. But at times, in the bid of helping us, we can lose some of the essence. Because if you don't have chapters and verses, you will not have barriers in your mind. You just want to pick a book, read it all through. Imagine picking the book of Psalm and not stopping from Psalm 1 to Psalm 150. Non-stop. That would be serious. But do you know, like some good, great people here said during the weekend, people does that for storybook. Right? So reading through stuff like that, the material like that, you will just arrive at a conclusion that something is happening somewhere. E.g., you cannot go through Isaiah and not know that a Savior is coming. E.g., if you read the old book of Exodus, you will never say God kill Egypt for Israel. Because the question would now be who to kill Israel for Israel. But there, this thing of saying, yes, just read Exodus 14, around verse 16, say, and the Egyptian that you see today, you see them no more. And you stop there. Full stop. Say all scripture. Say everything. Say it's only everything. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Please, always remember that in your evangelism. That's why I beg you, when you are preaching to somebody, don't have that mindset, don't have that attitude of you are talking with the Bible, somebody is just there with beer in one hand. It's not. Do your best to get him a Bible. That's the way it works. I read, you read. Especially anybody that wants to be argumentative, read. Papa, let's read. Just learn to go to people. Let me just, can we just look at the Bible together? Ensure he's reading. Don't just be quote. Don't quote. Let him read. And ensure you are reading book. Even the people that said, I think I'm still going to there today, and that there are mansions in heaven. My father has many mansions. That you have a bungalow, you have a duplex, you have a what? West quarter, you have a divine. What are you going to have? Tell me. You have skyscraper, right? You have watched a movie. You have some people even have a hut, some people have a boy scout. You know, different type of stuff in heaven. Yes, it's still heaven, right? So you say, oh, don't worry. At least in heaven, there will be love. Don't worry. If I don't have any house, if I knock into your house, will you push me out? Say no. So devil, don't worry. We don't have to labor. Amen. Praise God. So that theology fails. Say, will I go to Jesus' house and you say, I should not enter? Will I ask him for a room? I won't give him his love now. Amen. So, for instance, the people that hold that theology from John 14, just 1 and 2, is because they never read everything. That father's house was there. Because in my father's house, many mansions, full stop. Use mansion to interpret your castle in Asoko. So, see our scripture. Okay, given by the inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, the question is, let me see your Bible, everybody. You have one. Go to us, that's e-Bible. Okay, let me see your Bible. See your Bible. Huh? Let me see just. I will see your Bible. What did I tell you this year? Huh? Ask yourself, do you believe this Bible? That's the question. Do you believe the conclusion of this Bible? Do you believe it? Why do you guys, why do you ladies, at times you are wearing high heels, it's like this, and you are so confident that it will not fall. And you see enter Okada with it. You believe in it. You so much believe in it. Right? Yeah. I've seen. Okay, let me give you some examples. Oh, you think I'm trying to sub them in this place? So ask that. Anyone's telling you that, why should I believe the Bible? The question is, why do you believe the plenty things you believe? Because man believe plenty things. Amen? Okay, why didn't you try to be walking through this wall? Why will you pass the door? You so much believe that. My head knocked that in. Amen. You live in Lugbe, you are walking maybe in Karu or somewhere very far, and you are able to time everything. But don't worry. And just leave in 20 minutes, I'll get there. But you have done the calculation. You know the route. Say man is a believer. Say it now depends on what we believe. Everybody believes something. Everybody. The atheists believe something. Amen. So the question is, why not in God? Why not in God? So, now, then, after this question, say, do you believe the Bible? Then there are things that the Bible says you are capable of. That's what I'm going to do. There are things that the same Bible says you are capable of. There's a status it says you are. There are things the Bible says you can do. That's where I'm going. There are things the Bible says you can do. Anything you believe, you do, right? You believe you can cook indomie, although you think you still have water. What do? You put your faith to work, you buy the thing, put it on fire, right? Amen?
So there are things the Bible says you too can do.
Amen, amen, amen. The question is, do you believe the word? Do you believe the word? There is a spiritual realm you must not discard. The Bible taught us that all to you is not just this physical. All to you is not just eating, waking up every day, dreaming, being toasting and being toasted, etc. That's not just all to you. There's a spiritual realm you must not discard. See, the authority of the believer is spiritual. Most times invincible, but yet tangible. The authority of the believer is spiritual. That is spiritual does not mean it does not exist. That's what I'm just trying to say. That you don't see it, but the word says you have it. What should you do? You look out for it. The authority by which you reign on earth is what? Spiritual, 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 spiritual. Most times invisible, but yet tangible. Tangible. We have the material world that follows laws of gravity, Newton's law of motion, Archimedes principle, lots of that. But let's look into the world. Because we also have a record in the Bible of people that, you know, refuse to obey these laws at an instant. E.g., 1 Kings 18, 45. The attitude of the miraculous. The attitude you must have about the miraculous. I'll be on this for a while. You can see what I'm looking for. 1 Kings 18, 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens was black and the clouds and the wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. 46. Once you go, if you are there, please. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins, and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. How come? How does a man run overtaking a chariot? I know you only saw that in Black Manta, right? Right? Praise God. You only saw that in Avengers. We call them superheroes. But somebody like you just did it. James 5 calls that man a man of what? Like passion. Are you with me? Okay, check Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, 39. We get this message in deep down into you today, it will change your ministry. Acts 8, 39. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord cut away Philip. Cut away Philip. That the Enoch saw him no more. That is to disobey Einstein's theory. That is to disobey Newton's first and third law. You know, say to every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? Every subject remains in a steady state of rest on a straight line until it's what? Acted upon by his force. This is to disobey everything. Because don't forget, for every action, there must be an equal and opposite. For Philip to leave that place, there must be an opposite reaction. Where was it? Nothing. Amen. Amen. Check Matthew 14, 24. There is a spiritual realm to the believer. Tangible. There's a spiritual realm to you. There are spiritual capabilities to you, tangible. There are things you are capable of. That you don't do it every hour does not mean you are incapable. Okay, check Acts chapter, that's Acts Matthew, right? 14, 24, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went on them, walking on the sea. Say, walking on the sea. And like, it was only about Jesus, like, because let's, okay, you can say Jesus is coming from a place of fasting and prayer. It was God that became a man. You know, this man, just don't mess up with him. You know, he has no sin. You have sin. You, okay, we agree. 26, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. Can you see? Hallelujah. Say, it's not a spirit. Say, it's a man. That's the attitude. Is a spirit? Is a wrong attitude? Hallelujah. God saying the spirit is saying, no, that is not for us. Hallelujah. Say it's for us. Okay. Now, see the next part, they were troubled saying it's the spirit and they cried out for fear. Imagine. Say the miraculous does not bat fear in me. Okay. Thank you. 27. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. 28. I love this. One to go. Yes. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. 29. And he said, come. Woo, glory to God. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus. Do you believe the Bible? That's the question. Oh, glory to God. That's the question. Do you believe the Bible? Well, Archimedes' principle fails there, right? Huh? Failed woefully. Because he said the weight of water displaced will be when a man is something in the up thrust, right? Uh-huh. But yeah, this one is on it. What happened to the up thrust? What happened to, was it capillary principle that was holding him on the water? Theme of capillary, is it an insect? Come extension, thank you. Additional question. John 3. So, how much of this word do you believe? Guess the man that just did that. That guy was not praying before. He was in fear before. This is a guy that in a moment, he just finished crying out for fear. In the next moment, he was in faith. So he's not special. Well, most times when we teach things like this, everybody don't grab it. But see, blessed is he that believes the word, for there shall be a performance of things that are spoken. That's why I said, you prove that it works. Is that it works. And the proof that it works for you is because you will do it. Like, you have a valid reason not to believe the supernatural. I know what. To be a man working with the five senses is enough excuse for you not to believe the Bible. And yet, the things you ought to see, you will yet not see. But that's not your story. That's why I'm teaching you here. So, if you don't believe the supernatural that you read in the Bible, you will as well disdain your spiritual makeup. Because same book, if you don't believe the supernatural that you read in the Bible, you will as well disdain your spiritual makeup. So, do you see this Bible as supernatural or just some set of makeup stories? They just make up stories for us. They just make up stories for us. I will come to testimony soon. You will as well disdain your makeup if you don't believe the supernatural in the Bible. If you don't believe the supernatural content of the word, you will disdain your makeup. If you believe that Jesus taught well but he did not heal the sick, you will disdain your makeup. If you believe that he did not walk on water, he just put down there to make him feel cool, you will disdain your makeup. Because your own makeup too is supernatural. Hallelujah. Because same book already said you are beyond natural, although still living in flesh and blood. John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, read for me, very, verily I say unto thee, except a man be what? Born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4. Nico said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? Verse 5. This guy asks a very valid question. This is impossible. A man cannot be born once he is old. But see Jesus' answer, verse 5, want to go. Jesus answered, very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born of what? Water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born from above. Born again. Born from above. Verse 8. Want to go? The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but you cannot tell where it cometh and where it goeth. So is everyone that born of the spirit. Say it's beyond reasoning. Say, but he's yet my makeup. That's the point. It's beyond reasoning. It's beyond this one. But it's yet our makeup. See, our life started in the spirit. Say, I started life supernaturally. Oh, glory to God. Born of the spirit. Born from above, not from the earth. Some of you say, but I know your father, I know your mother. That's the issue. That's the same thing we are saying. But God yet said you came from above. This is my question. Please write this down. How many times have you called yourself that? How many times have you sat down? I am born of the spirit. I am born from above. I am not of the earth. Now, it's easy to say it in preaching, but the proof that you really believe it is when you sit in the corner of your room and you say to yourself, I am born from above. It's easy to say it when you're in church, when people are there to say, yeah, glory to God, ride on, drive on, fire on, fly on. It's easy. It's easy. But the proof that you believe that you are actually from above is when no one is there, you are in your room, and you kept saying to yourself, I am born from above. I am born of the spirit. I started life supernaturally. I live life supernaturally. I am a man supernatural. Say attitude. Say attitude. Say the attitude that brings the miraculous. Pay attention to this detail. Pay attention. It's not about what I say in church. It's not just about what I say when people are there to encourage me. The proof that you believe it is in your closet. You will put those words again in your mouth. So much repetition. So you are not saying it for you to become it. No, but because you are. Say, I'm born from above. No, picture it. That's the point. Picture it. I want to picture it. Picture it. You are born. You started the Christian life supernaturally. Hallelujah. So the next question is, well, where is above? Where is that? Okay, born. Say, where is the above? Where did that come from? Now, that question, the 80s in mindset sets in again. Because, well, above the cloud, there is no life, right? Huh? We only hear that there is Mars. There is Jupiter. Nobody has been able to set a foot on it. Or you have watched too much movies, thinking the impossible has been possible. Even we have serious arguable proofs that Neil Armstrong never set a full foot on the moon. Just enter YouTube, put circumnavigation of the earth. I'm serious. Serious arguable proof. I know you should have encountered that in physics before now. That it was all a lie. Because one of the first things we are just ask yourself is that if truly somebody went there then, how many years ago now? Over 30 years ago. Why have they not gone back? Why have we not have second trip? Why don't we have, because why don't we have drones right there? Why don't we have a space station there right now? What they call satellite is just to launch something above the gravitational pull of the earth. And it's just hovering around the earth. And from that junction, from that place, you can actually float. If you have $500, you can just enter a zero gravity plane. The plane goes beyond, above the gravitational pull of the earth, goes there, and once you are there, everybody in the plane will be what? You'll be floating. So that's what they said. Lots of them did, and they deceived people that they went to space. So the question is, so what is above? Because you picture, they told that the sun is how many millions of kilometers away? All lies, eh? Well, I'm not going to that today. So, unfortunately for the man of reasoning, you will yet have to read to understand that above from the Bible. It's so unfortunate. Oh God. You must first trust the Bible to understand God. That's why I said that you did a lot of things based on trust. Some of you are usually enter drop. I'm sorry, you just drop hitchhiking. What they call those, you know, lazy, you just wave down. I have stopped for somebody. I've stopped for the song before. And you open the car. They say, I'm not going again. He closed my door. I just shook my head. Yeah. Praise God. So why do you enter? Why do you enter drop? Lift. Sorry, you know this. Stand. Why do you enter lift? Trust. Who is in Bratolu? How do you know he will not carry you to one? Amen. So don't forget, God did, let me say it again, God did not tell you to force to just trust him. Just trust enough to read. If you read this, then reason you will not understand. At least read this as a hobby. Don't believe it. Just read it. If you will not trust God enough to just read, you will miss out. John 14. Where is above? And they have told you that. They have told us that. Where the heart is. This very cabby. Sir? Because. Who was I analyzing it with? Hope you know the map of the world. Hope I see after. All right, plenty of time today. Hope you know the map of the world, right? So in your extreme, okay, if this is map of the world, in your extreme left, we have the US, Canada, right? Remember? You don't know geography? Hello? Okay, in the extreme left, you have what? US, Canada, South America, Mexico, down Brazil, down Chile, down. In the extreme right, after USSR, what will you have in the extreme right? You see North Korea, right? Then down Japan, then those extreme countries, right? Now, if you go up, what will you see? Russia, close to the Arctic and Antarctic. You see Russia, then close to, what is this country again? Now, just add those ones close to the Arctic. Now, the question is, if truly the Arctic is round, so this is not gospel, okay? If truly the Arctic is round, so now, if the that is, you know, you have seen the answer, the ball of art before, right? Yeah, ball. So, somebody is here now in US, wants to go to Japan or North Korea. Why taking this route? Why not take the back of the ball? You understand me, Pastor? I know you should, anyway. You understand me? Because they all know that once you leave. Like if you are going right now, you just face east. Just face one direction, face east. Keep going. The lie is that if you leave here, you are going one direction, that you come back to what? Where you started from. But the truth is that as you are going, as you pass all those Canada to the extreme winter where they are sending Nigerians to, for people who are doing free visa, as you pass, you know that's where they are going to. Think they are going to capital. Try it now. Okay, just go and sell the idea and come back. So as you pass US to the extreme left, you will hit an ice wall and you turn back. So also, if you are going towards far east, not that you will circle back to US. No, you will hit a wall, then you will turn back. So to tell you that even science they fail. Reasoning yet fails. Why not just trust God and look at His word? Hallelujah. What they are saying is, what is global warming? Global warming. You know what happened in the last two months ago? Now the earth was over freezing again. But what they are saying is that everything is warming up. But suddenly, say, what is happening? Everyone was freezing. And I said, it's one wind that came from Mexico. No, from Morocco that went to Russia. Hallelujah. Say there's a God in charge of the earth. John 14. Sorry, that's all that can. Just don't write that down. You cannot just delete that from the message. Pitch your tent for against what I just said, but this one is the word now. Let's see. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Ha, Jesus. Awesome. Verse 2. Slowly, want to go. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Say, I go. No, so I go there, we imply his death and his resurrection for our sins. When he simply say, I go, it's not just that I am trekking. No, the I go is a summary. Kevin, come on. The I go is a summary of what all he will do to save us. That I go to prepare a place for you. It's not just, okay, where is the road? Where is he going to? He's going to die, right? After death, he's going to be in hell for 3 days. He's going to come out of the grave. Then he will declare us saved. So that I go to prepare a place for you is talking about his death and resurrection. Verse 3. Slowly, everybody wants to go. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be what? Also. Where I am, there you may be also. Going back to verse 2, that I go to prepare. That prepare there is a Greek word, etoimazo. Etoimazo, that is H-E-T-O-I-M-A-Z-O. It means I am going to provide. I'm going to make ready. I want to provide a place for you. I want to make ready a place for you. Not just that. It's not just talking about bricklayer work. I want to provide it. It does not exist before. It's not like it's already in construction before. Now let me just go and do finishing touching. I'll tell the bricklayers to put the ties, to put electricity, to put generator. No, they have generator in heaven. Say that. Imagine. That's serious. You know? So I will go and prepare a place. And those, I've told you, those sermons only make sense on those who lives in Lube and where? And Kubwa. Amen. I'm a corporate too. That's okay. Not even about Nigerians. Go to Dubai. See a house on top of 152nd floor. You have a swimming pool. The swimming pool is as big as this whole, bigger than this whole complex. I mean, in the width. On top of 100-something floor. If God will build a better house, He will have to employ those guys. That's where I'm going. So if the mansion in the heaven is physical, then God has a standard of detail. Don't know. That means there will be cement in heaven. There will be tangled. In fact, can't you even reason? That means there will be law of gravity in heaven. How else will the building stand now? Hello? What holds building together? It's not gravity. You don't know? It's gravity now. The same gravity that is put, that jump up, come down. That's why you hold everything together. Remove gravity. This house will be fine. It will remove us, float away. Amen. So all those things, even based on science. Science is enough to disprove science. I mean, to disprove all those false theology. Now, so he said, I go to prepare a place for you, to make ready a place for you. So he now said, I will come again. Before you interpret that I will come again as rapture, second coming, or anything you think about, read verse 16, same John 14. Stick with context. Context is the savior of Bible interpretation. John 14, 16, and I pray the Father, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you what? Another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Hold on. Read verse 3 again. Want to go back? Verse 3. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now read verse 17. 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall what? Be in you. Verse 18. Want to go? I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Oh, like Hope you get to the street there. Read verse 3 again. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Verse 16 said, I will give you another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. 18 said, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. So, now, don't get this wrong, girl. Not that Jesus became the Holy Spirit and he comes back to us. Not that when Jesus died and rose again, he just suddenly became the Spirit and was floating everywhere and he was indwelling people. No, no, no. That time, write it down this way. That time Jesus coming back to us gets fulfilled in his Spirit coming to us. That's the point. That time called, now inverted comma, that time called Jesus coming to us, or that time that connotes Jesus coming to us, is fulfilled in who? His Spirit coming to us. How will Jesus come back? His Spirit will indwell us. His Spirit of Christ. Romans 8, 9. If any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of it. Verse 16. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of what? Adoption. Crying, Abba, Father. So go back to John 16. I will be faster now. Verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot what? Hear them now. Albeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. Verse 14. Want to go? He shall glorify who? Me, right? So you can see that the assignment of the Spirit is not the Spirit himself. His assignment is Jesus. So he shall glorify me. Say the Spirit glorifies Jesus. Not himself. So don't spend too much time reading books like Holy Spirit, my gentle pan, Holy Spirit, my collab, Holy Spirit. The duty of the Spirit is Jesus. The Holy Spirit teaches you about Jesus, about redemption, about what Jesus has done for you. Flow with me. And he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Verse 6:15. Want to go? All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall receive of mine. Wow. see it again. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it to you. So this is the only coming of Jesus that saves. Intelligently now. So how many coming of Jesus can you identify in the Bible? How many? Who's intelligence there? Come on. Look. Huh? Yes, 3, number 1, yes. Okay, then start from you, number 1, sir. That is rapture, right? Okay, incarnation, yes. 2? It's coming after resurrection, which one is that? It's coming again. So where did he go, when he came again? Went to hell, yes. He came, to where? How? So Jesus is in you. A man is in his spirit. So what is the third one? So which of these three saves? So that is your gospel. That second coming. But before we call it the first coming anyway, but it's referred as the second. The first coming, he came as an incarnation. God became a man, right? He came. But then he went to hell, he died. Then when he was born again, Jesus was the first man to be born again. Why? He died for your sin. He went to hell. He came out. Amen? So, but he didn't just come out. He came out to indwell us. So that is the only coming of Jesus that saves. Not the incarnation. Not the rapture. Armageddon. Voila. No. So, when you believe the gospel, you receive the Holy Ghost. When you receive the gospel, I'm going somewhere, please. Don't forget, it's an attitude of the miraculous. When you believe the gospel, you receive the Holy Ghost. See Acts chapter 5, verse 30. When you believe, what's the gospel? That's death, burial, resurrection story of Jesus. Sweet story. When you believe that, you receive the Spirit of God. You receive that Spirit of Christ. Christ dwells in you by his Spirit. I love you guys to be smart when you are talking by it. That's the proof that I'm teaching you. You be smart. Talk well. You learn the gospel well. You tweet well. You post well. You make sense. Amen. Are you with me? Okay, I said, where did I go? Acts 5, right? Verse 30.
the God of our fathers raised up. Say raised up. Say resurrection. Say no resurrection. No gospel.
Okay, the God of our father raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on the tree. Verse 31. Him at God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Verse 32. Want to go? And we are his witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey. So if you have the Holy Ghost, it means you are already from above. If you have the Holy Ghost, it means you are born from above. It means you are in that John 14 verse 2. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm coming there gradually. Psalm 110 verse 1. Awesome psalm that we used for deliverance before, not knowing that it's a psalm for our redemption. Psalm 110 verse 1. The Psalm of David. I want you to see this again. This is like the most quoted Old Testament scripture in the epistle. Most quoted. I think the next one after you should be Isaiah 53. Okay, Psalm 110, verse 1. Want to go? The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Verse 3, want to go? Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of this holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. Hallelujah. So you see that clearly. He said, the Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Then thy people shall be willing. Talking about the fruit of resurrection. But verse 1 said, the Lord said to my Lord. Talking about the resurrection and him being seated at the right hand of God. So this is the location of Jesus today. Right hand means all authority. Write that down. Right hand now means all authority. Not because there's a left hand. We have seen great people. Hallelujah. Great visionaries that say, well, we know that. Do you know that the Bible says it's Jesus that is in the left hand of God? He never told us who is at the left hand. He said, yesterday in the vision, God showed me who is in the left hand. And guess who? Who is there? Who is there? Who is in the left hand of God? Devil. So as Jesus is appealing to God, the devil will be saying, no, don't mind him. And God is confused. Who should I follow today? The devil, or I follow my son? Say right hand. Means all authority. So that was what the story of Joseph taught us. Genesis 41, 39. You have known me in this place. I don't quote scriptures for you. God forbid. Scriptures have to be read. Read it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, give me the next close to 40 minutes and we'll be done. Let's start. We must have the right attitude towards the miraculous. So chew chewing gum, drink water, but pay attention. Don't sleep. Okay, Genesis 41, verse 39. Slowly look at the Bible. Want to go? And Pharaoh said, come on, look at it. Israel, since you have this big Bible, you have been unable to open the Bible as fast as before again. Yes. Tell it not in Gath. Proclaim it not in the street of Ascalon. As our Pastor Patrick giving us the verdict for this council election. Huh? I see giving us an utterance. Ah, you have the video. Please show you play it for us after service. It's an utterance post-election cancellation utterance. Okay, Genesis 41, 39. Once we go, let's read. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. 40. Thou shalt be over my house. Hello? Does Pharaoh want to die? Is that what is happening? Huh? Pharaoh is not dying, right? But he's putting somebody in charge. See verse 40 again. Thou shalt be over my house. According unto thy word, shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be what? Greater than thou. Now, do you understand why Jesus will still pray to God when he was on that? Hello? You are trip. Don't trip up. Okay, read verse 40 again. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word
shall all my people be ruled. That's a lot. Your word will rule my people. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. So do you understand why Jesus still prayed to God, why he was on earth? From that last phrase. Okay, next verse. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vesture of fine linen and put a gold chain up about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bowed the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And 44, everybody want to go? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. Come on, read verse 44 again. Want to go read it? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. That's like he was swearing, right? That was like he was a self-confirming statement. Same way as Psalm 110, the Lord said to my Lord, see that. Are you with me? Are you with me? Say scripture, Christ-centered. So that is what that story of Joseph is to teach us. Pharaoh was not going to die, but he said, you are going to be in charge. So all God can give right now is found in Christ, in that man Jesus. Now I've told you, if you disdain humanity, you will miss God. You will miss him. If you disdain somebody because he's man, mortal, he's human, he's dumb, you will miss God. Take. Man are all God has found. Okay, so God, all of God right now is found in his Christ. That is the meaning of Jesus being the word Son of God. The Oios of God. H-U-I-H-O-S. The one with the inheritance of God. Please pay attention to this message. It will change your life. I have to take you through this foundational basis. I have to take you through this basis so you understand why we have the authority that we use. How come? Okay, check Matthew 11:27. Say Jesus is in charge. He's in total charge. Say all of God is only accessible in Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, Matthew 11:27. Wait for everybody to be there. Come on. Awesome. Matthew 11:27. Let's read together. One, two, go. Yeah. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man. Say any man. The Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal. Based on that 28, one, two, go. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will what? Give you rest. Labor everybody looking for the Father. Not laboring in you are trying to do medicine and you have turned your 7 years to 15 years and you are saying, God, give me rest. No, that's not the point. The rest here is rest from looking for God. In Christ, your curiosity will be fully satisfied. Hebrews 1, verse 3. Hebrews 1 verse 3. Okay. God who has so many times by diverse manner spoken unto us, unto the Father. Sorry. In time past unto the fathers by the prophets, as in this last day spoken unto us by his Son. Please read verse 3. Yes. The presence of his glory, paraphrasing, the express image of his. Say the express image of his person. Say an upholding how many things? How many things? All things by the word of his power. When he had by himself, what? Purged our sins, sat down at the right hand. That is Psalm 110. Lord said to my Lord, sit down. Sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Verse 4, slowly and pay attention to verse 1. 1, 2, go, let's read. Being made so much better than the... Read it again. 1, 2, go. Being made so much better than the angels, as it by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. We are not studying angelic authority. We are studying sonship. It's different, oh. Brethren, it's different, oh. We are looking at the power of sonship, not into some angelic whatever. Because some people understand power is just some angelic manifestation. Quack, 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 pee, pee. Just like Aquaman, right? Boom, 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 boom. We are studying sonship. So don't get this one mixed up with everything you think you have done before. Somebody's thing was vomiting frog. Vomiting frog. Manipulation. Vomiting frog. Frog living inside human being. Frog. Or worst case, lizard. From human being. Abba. Sorry, not too much about that one. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:24. We are not looking at the angelic power. We are not looking at angelic stuff. We are studying the Son. He said, being made so much better than angels. If you read Hebrews 1 down, you now see that the sons are to be subject to who? Sorry, the angels are to be subject to who? To the Son. He said, and let all the angels worship him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you flowing today? Thank you. 1 Corinthians 15:24. Then come at the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority. That means now he has all rule and authority and all power and power. 25, for he must reign till he has what? Put all enemies under his feet. 26, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. There's a loss there. So see what he's saying. He must reign till he had put all enemies under his feet. That means there is something that Jesus is yet to do. Guess what? Guess why? Because that authority, that all power, that all rule, that all authority that he has, that God has given him, he is not the one using it right now. That is why we see half unconquered lands. That is why he's saying he must reign till. That is why there are still some things yet to be done. Because it's not based on him. It's based on who he gave the authority to. It's on us. Anyway, say Jesus is currently in charge. Say, and until. See, until all that needs to be done is done, he will continue to be in charge. Okay, Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Same thing he's saying here. Romans 8, 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Come on, be fast. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh what? Intercession for us. So right now he is in the position of all authority. He determines who is saved. How? His gospel. His gospel. Whoever believes his gospel. That's why we call the gospel not the gospel of God, the gospel of Christ. Salvation is not to believe in God. Demons believe in God, they tremble. You with me, brothers? So I ask again, do you believe the Bible? Ephesians 2. I said something just in 1 Corinthians 15. Let me explain right now. Then we see the attitude towards the miracle that brings the miracles. Ephesians 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, please look at the Bible, everybody, help me. Even when we were what? Dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ, for by grace you are saved. Verse 6, 1, 2, go. And had raised us up. And had raised us up. And had raised us up. And had raised us up together. And made us sit. And made us sit together in heavenlies in Christ Jesus. So, with what you have read, who can rephrase Psalm 110, verse 1 for me? Glory to God. Psalm 110, verse 1. Rephrase. Come on. Kalasto vate kutato zate. Come on. Nobody can rephrase that for me. If you are seated together, so rephrase Psalm 110. Again, want to go? Ooh, glory to God. Well, if that word is too big in your mouth, it shows you don't believe the Bible. Psalm 110, verse 1. Somebody else, again, read for me, yes? Well, it may be, it's us, but since your neighbor is not saying it, but you are, say it for yourself. Again, want to go, yes? And the Lord said to me, glory to God. Say, the Lord said to me and Jesus, sit down at my right hand. Say, we are seated together. Amen. And made God to sit together in every places, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved. Say, salvation is to be seated with Christ. Glory to God. That's the point. Salvation is to be seated. Salvation is to be enthroned. Salvation is to be in the position of authority. This is beyond the authority that people that are not saved can use. People that are not saved in the Old Testament, they could use some angelic power. They could use some angelic abracadabra, do some stuff. But your own is far beyond. Amen. Say, I have God's, the authority of the saved. Say, the authority of the right hand. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I operate from the right hand. So, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself, it is a gift of God. So, it looks like he is not alone at the right hand. We are there with him. See, I'm where he is. That is what he was saying, John 14. Where I am, there you may be also. So, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Where is the mansion? Say, the mansion is in Christ. Say, Christ is the Father's house. Hallelujah. Tell the person, go and build your house. Stop convecting skyscrapers in heaven. Hallelujah. How do you think we just go to heaven because of the sake of house? I would prefer cars. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like my wife has a friend, he said someone you can just give her like a 2016 Escalade, not that big Escalade, bigger than a Sequoia. Big Escalade. He said she will sleep inside, she will bed inside, she will be living inside. Say, it's enough for her. Same as me. Amen. Hope you didn't hear that. Amen. Praise God. Say, we are there with him. So, the reason, don't forget, to be in Christ is superior to the location called heaven. In Christ is superior to that physical location called heaven. The only reason you will go to heaven is because you're already in Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heaven is created for those in Christ. In Christ is superior. It was Christ that made heaven heaven. Without heaven, Christ is not. Without Christ, heaven is not heaven. So without us, heaven is not complete. So heaven is not the ultimate. Amen. Hallelujah. To believe the gospel, to be in Christ is the ultimate. Stop idolizing heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Colossians chapter 3. So this is my point today. How often do you say this to yourself? How often do you say to yourself, I am seated with Christ. I am far above. How often? That is a proof that you believe it. That is a proof that you believe it. Repetition. Self-repetition is a proof of faith. Colossians 3 verse 1. Since I am. Are you there? Come on. Colossians 3 from verse 1. Since I am risen with Christ, I seek those things which are above, where Christ seated, where we are seated, at the right hand of God. I set my affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Amen. So one of the things that are above is to seek not to be ordinary. Is to seek not to go through life like one without power. Is to seek the supernatural. You are going to say this word so much to yourself this week until it dominates your consciousness. You must exercise your mind. Exercise your mind. Exercise it so much. First, check Luke. Check Luke. It's a time for exercise. Rather than meditate upon useless thoughts, rather than allow useless. Hallelujah. Praise God. Luke 5:17. Don't allow thoughts. Meditate on this consciousness. This is who you are. This is who you are. This is who you are. Say, this is who I am. Say, this is who I am. Say, this is my greatest identity. Luke 5:17, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and what? The power of the Lord was present to heal them. What happened in the beginning? It came to pass on a certain day, he was teaching, right? Hello? What was happening? He was teaching. And the power of God was present. So, power is present because of teaching, not because of the crowd. Hello? Hello? Why was power present in that gathering? Because the word was being verbalized. Because the word was put into oral communication. Because the word was, there is something about speaking. There is something about speaking. Ooh. No, especially this affects ministers too. Ministers, most times we only speak the word because we think people are around to be blessed. See, as long as you are speaking the word, power will be available. Whether people, whether you have an audience or not. Say speaking. But the man really convinced about power is the man that speaks the word even when no one is present. So don't sit down on your bed rather than go through the 213 status updates on your phone. Take no phone for that matter. And for those of you that you have a charger close by, or you have a very long USB cord that can extend from your sitting room to your room. So as you are shaking, you are shaking. Rather than spend such time, 3 hours, doing so, and unfortunately for you, before you are done washing it down, go back up and retreat to and Brother Joshua, they are put up on that one. Amen. Rather than spend time on that, why not meditate on this? On the fact that I am seated far above. I exist in the position of all authority. Hallelujah. Why not pick a message like this and you listen to it until you see yourself far above in your experience? The attitude. So the man really convinced about power is the man that speaks the word even when no one is present. It's good now that if I say let's start thinking now, everybody, what happens when you are not alone? When you're on your way home, when you're in the toilet, when you're in the bedroom, when you are doing your things, when you are among folks that doesn't send God. I have been accused of incantation. People say this is just, he's always talking. What is he saying? At least they have been saying that for me for the past maybe more than 10 years ago. That he's always talking. Hallelujah. Say Christianity is a talking lie. Talking! Oh! Oh!
Amen. Rather than engage in useless thought this week, speak words. Speak words about your conviction. It's only in speaking the word that fear and doubts are taken care of. Ephesians 6:16. It's only in speaking. The word you know does not extinguish doubts. It's the word you speak. It's only in speaking. Speaking. Verbalizing. Not knowledge. Knowledge will drive you to speak, to talk sense. At least you talk during the day. You defend Manju. You defend Say Baba. You defend what else? You defend feminism. Defend your authority. Defend your status too. Abba. Amen. And guess what? Anything you believe so much, anything you are passionate, you see people arguing about Ronaldo, they want to tear their clothes. What is it? Amen. Yeah, talk about their season in Christ. Hallelujah. Yes. We see people, we are sitting in town. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. You don't believe it. You believe more in Ronaldo than God. But you can see that one. Amen. Because they are, as usual, they are celebrities. Now, as the flower of the field, they shall all what one day pass away. Where's Ronaldinho today? The monument, right? Huh? It's not a monument. I love the guy. I'm just saying everything. Not last. This one does not last. This one is eternal. Ephesians 6:16. Above all, taking the what? Shield of faith. With which, wherewith, which you which are what? Be able to quench. That word quench there is the same Greek word from the word that means to extinguish. You will extinguish all the fiery darts of the wicked. So the word you know does not extinguish the darts. Is the word you speak. Shield of faith. You speak the word. Situations does not understand the word you know. It is until you speak. Speak. Genesis 2:19. Man was created to speak his way into eternity. God respects your words. Situations respect your unyielding words. Words that, you know, you are not going to take a no for an answer. Hallelujah. Speak and speaking. Not just speak. Speaking. A speaking life. A speaking life. A life that is not quiet. A speaking life. Not positive confession. Speaking is more positive confession. Genesis 3:2:19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was his name thereof. I'm serious. Say, God respects our words. He said, whatsoever. Stop up your wife. Come on. Whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the same name thereof. See how Jesus puts the same issue. Matthew 12:33. Please be fast. I have less than 30 minutes to go. Matthew 12:33. Glory to God. He that make the tree good and the fruit good. Please pay attention to the Bible. Hallelujah. He that make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruits. 34, please look at your Bible. Come on. Oh, generation of bypass, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. Hold on. So there are two things there. There's a good treasure, and then there's a bringing forth of good things. Don't forget. It's a good treasure, right? That means I knew the word, right? I listened to the word. I put it inside. But there's now a bringing forth. I'm so certain in this church, we don't have issues with good treasure. Now it's time to bring forth. bringing forth good things, and an evil man out of, that's not your own story, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof on the day of judgment. That's for the evil man. Verse 37, once you go, for by thy words thou shalt be what? Justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Have you, we'll go to this again soon. Have you remember that of all the miracles that Jesus did, you keep hearing words like, your faith has made you, not my power. Your faith, your words. The words you spoke in confirmation of my power. The words you spoke in resonance with the power I made available, made you whole. He now says, it's my omnipotence. It's my bigness. It's me. It's because I'm God, man. He said, no. He said, your faith. Oh, glory to God. See, your faith. Say, we don't have issues with good treasures. Say, right now, we bring forth. You have put in good things there. You have known. That's why I say, even your prayers make sense. Pray with sense. Hallelujah. Spiritual sense. Pray well. You pray in tongues. You bring out words from the Spirit. You do it deliberately. You have been spending your teeth here coming from Maraba to church. It must not be in vain. Hallelujah. Are you with me, brethren? Come on, some minutes more, I'll be done. So, by thy words, thou shalt be justified, and by thy words, thou shalt be condemned. Not by your thoughts, not by your thinking. Amen, brethren. E.g., do you know we spoke our way to salvation? Right? Everything that God has made available to man is accessible by speaking. If God said, I made this available for you, how do you receive it? You speak it. Romans 10 from verse 8. You partake by speaking. Man is to exercise authority by speaking. By speaking. 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 Your mouth is not for food. It's for speaking. Learn that from Pastor Danica. It's not for food. It's for talking. Speaking. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. If you will not stop speaking, you will not be defeated. I didn't say if you don't speak, if you will not stop speaking. Thank you, Lord Jesus. At least, do you know what? At least this, oh God. You have left the word right now. You are in faith. Your pastor has act that, but he gave you one. He says, speak. No, do that one. Sela. Romans 10, verse 8. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We spoke our way to salvation. How much less other things? Romans 10, verse 8. But what saith it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, Caruso. That if thou shalt what? Confess with what? Mouth or your mind. With thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy head that God has risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10. For with the heart man believes unto what? Salvation. And with the mouth, confession is made unto what? Salvation. So righteousness, confession is made unto salvation. Verse 11 again. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be what? Ashamed. Verse 12. Want to go? For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that say call. Speaking. Thank you, verse 13. For whosoever shall what again? Speaking, call, right? Upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 14. How then shall they what? Call, speaking again. On him on whom they have not believed. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if salvation came by speaking what you believe in your heart, what else is big enough? What else is big enough not to come by speaking? If salvation can come by speaking what you have believed in your heart, what is now so big enough that speaking will not bring? Ah! Glory to God. Romans 5 verse 14. Let me show you something here. There's this time. Romans 5:14. Say speaking. Say speaking. Like the proof that you understand now, even as you are writing, you are speaking. You are speaking. Quiet Christianity is pride. You are proud.
You are proud.
The humble Christian speaks. Speaks! Not just when I'm before the mountain. Before the mountain appear, I'm speaking. After I've spoken to the mountain, I keep speaking. Amen, amen, amen. Romans 5 verse 14. Let me show you something here. Because we have seen salvation. Let's see the man in unbelief again. Romans 5 verse 14. Slowly want to go. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that has not seen after the what? Similitude. Write this down. Greek word similitude is H-O-M-O-I-O-M-A. Homo-I-O-M-A. Something like that. H-O-M-O-I-O-M-A. Even those who have not seen after the similitude, likeness, representation, resemblance of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. So that's that Greek word. After, so there is a resemblance of Adam's transgression. Are you with me? So he's saying some people died, although they've not seen the type of sin that Adam did. So the sin of Adam has a resemblance. It has a similitude. It has a... Some people still copied it. For instance, let me show you Acts 13. Representation, figure, image, likeness, equality, identity, resemblance. See the resemblance of Adam's translation here right now. Acts 13, verse 45.
Come on, be fast, be fast, be fast, be fast, be fast.
Oh, glory. But when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with what? Envy. And what did they do? They spake against. Your own words that you have to speak is in line. But these ones, they spoke against, right? Those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and what? Blasphemy. Verse 46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said it was necessary that the word of God should first, look at the Bible, have been spoken unto you. But seeing that you put it from you and judge yourself unworthy, see that you judge yourself, not God judging you, not Satan judging you, you judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life. Lord, we turn to the Gentiles. So they did themselves, I mean, one share around, they do themselves. I didn't know how to put it. There was, they cover themselves. They, and that grammar, and that broken, anything. They judge themselves unworthy. That's why he said in John 3, he that does not believe his son is judged already, not judged of God, for the Father judgeth no man. John 4. Sorry, John 5, 20. So, another way we can contradict faith is indifference. Indifference. When you don't say anything in response, you hear a message like this, you go, you say, it's true, sha. I say it's true, sha. It's true, sha. Faith is good. I should speak. Don't say I should speak. Start speaking. Start speaking. You are too young to live without power. Life needs power. Hallelujah. After you have prayed in tongues, generate power. Speak. Rather, you have generated power. Use power. Speak. Direct power. Give direction to power. Amen. You must be able to tell yourself, I spend hours speaking. Speaking. That's the point, though. Somebody will pick this message today and he will start speaking vigorously. Somebody will discard it. That will be the difference between the miraculous man and the Christian. And the Christian are just okay. No, we are Christian like they are just okay. They are good. Amen? They are just okay. But we yet have the miraculous Christian. The miraculous Christian is simply a speaking believer. Not really a fasting believer. The fasting is to make you speak. If you fast, and you are so fasting, you are so fasted that you could not speak, like Stephen right now, you have not fasted. Amen. Praise God. That is good. You are fasting. And fasting is already existing 2 days. Find some glucose. Some juice. So that what? There can be some sugar in your brain. So I can keep speaking. They're speaking. If you are so tired, I want to make 40 days. On the 14th day, you can't talk again. You are just, Oluwa, Don't worry. Say, I've grown in the spirit. God hears. Amen. He's speaking. You fast to speak. So, as I gradually am running up. Now, speaking is not just peculiar to Christianity. It's a man's thing. Speaking is not just peculiar to Christianity. It's a man's thing. There are man things. The only difference is the words we verbalize. Our own word is different. Our own words are in line with the word of God. Let me just show you some examples. Firstly, of the positive, then I look at one negative, then we close. Acts 13, verse 6. You observe that every man, nobody does the miracles being just quiet. He said, don't worry, I'll just do it with my eyes. Are you a wish? You speak. Acts 13, let's just read some scripture from verse 6. And when they had gone through the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was what? Bar Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul, who desired to hear the word of the Lord. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Oh, glory to God. And then Paul, who also is called Paul, Saul is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. Then, want to go, let's read. And said, say and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing for the sun for a season, just for a while. And immediately there fell on him a mist and darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. And then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine and power of the Lord. Hallelujah. Acts 14. I'll come to this later. You must, even in healing a sick man, you must convince the sick that you are ready for him. Let me pray for you. Father, we come before you. You know we are sinners, but you forgive us. Father, this sickness, we know it's not unto death. Say, Father, you show all your glory. You take it serious.
Bring your head. Wait. Bring your head in the name of. Oh, in the name of Jesus, build!
Yeah, you know you are serious. Okay. Acts 14, verse 8. Faith is never silent. Say faith is never silent. Acts 14, verse 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra. Say, I believe the Bible. Say what Paul can do. Say what Paul did. I do. I do much more. I can do. Okay, and there was sat a certain man at Lystra, imputed in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never at work. That's serious. There was a bastard. Verse 9. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Then Paul helped his faith. Verse 10, once you go, said with a loud voice, say loud voice. Say loud voice. Say with bone face. I use loud voice.
Play this.
Play this. Come on. Say with bone face. Loud voice. I don't send you. It's only what I'm saying that I am sending. Come on, play this. Bone face. Come, Fratulu. Bone face. Now, bone already. He said, bone face. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say with a loud voice, stand up upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Acts 16, verse 16. If you don't stop speaking, the miracles will not stop happening. Please on one of those fans. Let's put this one to on lower speed. If you don't stop speaking, the miracles will not stop happening. Acts 16, 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, which brought our masters much gain by such saying. The same followed Paul and us, Christ, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. Verse 18. Everybody want to go? And this she did many days, but Paul being grieved, turned and what? Said to the spirit, I command thee. See the use of words. I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out of the... No, it's not. Come on. No! Glory! Say, speak from the right hand. With a loud voice. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is casting out of demons. Say, power. Holy Spirit, say, power. Ooh, your belly must know you are calling. Say, power. Thank you. Acts 20. Verse 9. And there sat in the window a certain young man named Eutychus, being falling into deep sleep. As Paul was long preaching, he sunk down and with sleep and fell down from the third loop and was taken out dead. He died. He didn't faint, he died. Bible says he died. What happened? And Paul went down. See the scenario. He fell on him. Nothing happened. He embraced him. We didn't see anything happen. Then he said, trouble not yourself. His life is in it. In fact, see what happened. 11. When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread, he has not woken up. And eating, he has not woken up. And talked a long while, even to the breaking of the day. So he departed. 12. What happened? And they what? They brought the young man alive and was not a little comforted. I didn't think it immediately lay upon him that he got up. But the man of God says, trouble not yourself. He spoke. Not let's be watching. God is not that God is in control. Don't worry, God is in control. No. He says his life is in him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So when you get hold of the world, don't stop early. Is also a man's thing. Esther chapter 3. Try the book of Esther. Don't stop early. Don't quiz too early. It's shorter than you think. It will not take that long, but don't stop early. One thing I have learned about the world is that we see more results when we don't put a break between our confession. Write that down. A day you will come, you will need healing for somebody. A day you will come. I don't want you to need it for yourself because I want you to be immune. You don't even fall sick at all. But a day will come, at least you will need healings for somebody. We get more results when we don't put a break, when we don't put breaks between our confession. Not I do it today, I relax for 3 days, then one day I heard one major way of sermon, or I heard one pastor Egbosa, and I jack up again, and I try again for 3 days, and I went down again. No, don't put a break. Don't put a break. Hold it. Don't let it go. It's a man's thing. Just learn from this. Esther chapter 3, verse 6. Everybody, I want you to see this. I think I have just 2 or 3 more scriptures after this, and I will be done. Esther 3, verse 6. And it thought scorn, this Mordecai, Haman and Mordecai, to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people. Bubu, keep quiet, please. For they had showed him the people, they have showed him the people, what is this now? Mordecai, whereof Haman sought to destroy all the Jews, right? That were throughout the old kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. Verse 7, everybody want to go? In the first month, that is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Paul, that is the Lord, before Haman from day to day, from month to month, to the 12th month, that is the month Adar. That's serious. That is serious. To destroy people's life, they did 12 months every day. 12 months every day. But guess what? When they want to repair the situation, did it take 12 months? Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Go gather all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, neither eat nor drink. How many days? 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. So will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law. If I perish, I perish. 17. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. So Esther, in 3 days, he undo everything. But 3 days of what? Consistency. See, at times we need to lock up ourselves for 3 days, speaking over our health, speaking for our parents, speaking for people. I think you need to lock up yourself. Give your phone to somebody that will come and greet you in the next 3 days. Hold it for me. Bring it in 3 days' time. Hallelujah. If you can overcome your phone, happy are you. If you know how to use flight mode on your phone, happy are you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Speaking over your ministry. Stop saying, I know the word. Start speaking the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This week, spend time speaking. I've showed you how you are actually seated. You are there legally, vitally. So be there verbally. Legally, you are in authority. Vitally, you are in authority. Verbally, be in authority. Be in charge. Hallelujah. Praise God. If the least of us will pick this message today and you will not stop, you will see what you desire. Attitude of the miracle. This is the attitude of the man that walks signs and wonders. He's not just boisterous about the world when people are present. In his room, in his closet, when he's alone, he speaks in it. Even right now, he's speaking in it. Even right now. Say, right. I'm seated above. Say, I'm seated with Christ. Say, I am far above. Say, fear has lost its grip over me. Say, sickness has lost its grip over me. Say, I am far above. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let this be your default this week. Let this be your default this week. Oh, that you are far above. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So can't arrows take a bicket all a cantile zekata. Oh, maye ge pala ge zota kasto ganti nona koti vili rokanta. That you are far above. That you are seated. You are there. Muwanibe. Ah! You are there with him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In all authority. In a position of all power. Of all power. Of all power. Being made so much better than the angels in quantity and quality. Oh! It's not just some destructive anointing. No, we are made so much better. Our authority. Come on, increase your volume. That's not what we are saying. Eh? You are making confession. You don't want your neighbor to know what you are saying. Speak it is your life. Speak it is your destiny. Speak it is your ministry. Speak it is your fulfillment. Speak it, speak it, speak it. It will make you effective. It will make you never to fail. Speak it. Oh, I am far above. Katala gedede. You can see me, I am speaking more English than tongues. Say it. Tongues drives you into confessions. Papatete. If you will speak the word over your life for the next 7 days, non-stopping, you will see visible changes. You will solve situations you never knew existed. Katapatekete, your ministry will catch fire. The attitude of the miraculous. Kalabateketate, posta, keti, rana, katea. A speaking life, the Christian life is a speaking life. A quiet life is a failure waiting to happen. Talk to your brain, talk to your mindset. Have speaking days. Is your pastor complaining to you about something? Speak! Repair your life by speaking. Repair your days by speaking. Immune yourself by speaking. Heal yourself by speaking. Let power characterize your days by speaking. If you will pick this message and you don't stop speaking, the power of God will not say no. Being made so much better than the angels. Angels respect your authority. Angels minister in accordance with your words, to your authority. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is sonship, 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 sonship. Not just some angelic paparazzi. This is sonship in action, sonship in motion, sonship, sonship, sonship. You know you can speak about physical things. You can speak about your days. But ensure you are emphatic. Don't take a no for an answer and don't plan to take a no for an answer. Ha! 5 more minutes. Speak some words. It's a speaking life. You must now stop speaking. Rather than gist away your life, speak! Speak! A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bring it forth! You have good treasures already. Come on, bring forth! Bring forth! Put it out. God wants you to put it out. As touching ministry, put it out. He must reign until he has put all enemies under his footstool. Put it out. I have a supernatural ministry. I have a supernatural ministry. I have a mighty healing ministry. I have a ministry of signs and wonders. I've got a ministry of power, of power, of power, of power. Ha! I don't minister fear. No fear here. No fear here. No fear of tomorrow. No fear of ministry. No fear of marriage. No such fear. No fear here. Power. I live my days in prosperity. I live in good health. Katelike dala pasate. I don't struggle through life. I am a man in authority. God has put me in charge, at least over my life. I am in charge. I am in charge. I repair my days. repair my days. Awesome opportunities comes my way. Only good things happens to me. I've got a speaking life. I've got a speaking life. I've got a speaking life. I speak what I want to see. I speak what I want to see. Whatsoever Adam called all the creation, that was the name thereof. God respects my utterance. God respects my utterances. God respects my utterances. Brethren, if you will say to this mountain, be you removed and be you cast down to the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, and you believe that the things that you keep saying shall come to pass, you will have it. It doesn't matter how long it has lingered. For 1 year, Haman was divining how to destroy the Jews. But in three days of non-stop speaking. 3 days of non-stop speaking. Speaking that is not planning to stop. Speaking that is not planning. Oh, to stop. Speaking without a quitting date. Speaking without a plan to quit. Ah! Brethren, you are strong in doctrine. You don't have to live through life in struggle. You are strong in doctrine. You don't have to struggle for everything in life. You can speak your way to greater days. I get jobs that afford me time for the gospel. I speak this. Speak it. I get jobs that will afford me time for the gospel. Not the one that will make me useless for God. I speak what I want to see. Hey! Kapala Mazakatate Rosake Kokota Keketa Likekonta Prilocaste Mali. Nothing takes me down. By the power of God, nothing takes me down. 2 more minutes, just pray in the spirit. And bring forth words. Repair your days. It doesn't matter how long it has lingered. The power of God works on you. The power of God works on your body. The power of God works on your circumstances. The power of God works. The power of God. I've got the faith of God. I can persist knowing that it is mine. Knowing that good things are mine. Knowing that I am seated with Christ. I can persist in what I want. I don't ask the Father for a fish and I get a serpent. I don't ask for bread and I get a stone. The Father's God got things for me. If you will speak it. That this is the attitude that receives miracles. This is the attitude that works miracles. These are the attitude that works miracles. I didn't say just to speak
non-stop speaking. A speaking that interrupts everything. Speaking that interrupts your entire day. Speaking that is not planning to stop. Non-stop speaking. Hey! Speaking. Speaking that is not planning to stop. Just try. This is not the time of prayer. You get tired right now. So that when you get up, you don't get tired. Build conviction. I am a speaking Christian. 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 I don't stop speaking. Pray until your joy is full. Pray until the miraculous breaks forth in your ministry. Pray. You are not the one called jobless. You are the one with opportunities. Kata kapala kasate. Rakeka kakasta kasteta kepitata kelebe polite la 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 kontaste jokana makapala basate yeah likemato makefata krakasta krakeke ala la aye ye kema amontate okokonite asatata arasete Emintota, a krakakaka gage, anene, akamanto, asofitata, asomiago, oke bibise, oke kekata, o rasando, emoke, o manana, o makete, blablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablabl Let the power of God shape your days. Let the power of God shape your days. This is the attitude. 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 Kala bala 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 zete. See, repeating prayer is not unbelief. Say it again is not unbelief. Repeating prayer is not very repetition. We are saying it again because we know it is ours. Ah! Kalamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadamadam We are definite in our request. We are definite. Come on, 2 more minutes, then we rejoice over this mindset that we have received. A mindset that will not stop speaking. A mindset that does not quit on the power of God. Ah! Repair your days. Speak clear words. Speak clear words. Zete keminas. Cross. Cla. Clatter. Clate. Crocata. Shatemate. Shatamata. Kamalakoto pipi. Rosibrate. Cla. Hey, glory to God. Good things will happen to you. Good things, the Lord. Ah! You attract good relationships alone. I don't attract stupid relationships. Thank kilo Jesus. Say it. Say it. If you want it, say it. There is no pride there. Kalakata. I know what to do. I know what to do. No confusion my way. No confusion. No confusion. No confusion. I will not have another day, not in my life. I will not have another day that it will be said, oh, he's down. No, not me. I will not have another day, not in my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will not have another day, no down day, no down moments, no down circumstance, no down days. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, receive, receive, receive. We start rejoicing soon. We rejoice over this mindset. Over the mindset of the miraculous. Over the mindset. Ha! 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 Glory! Glory, glory, glory! Ha! 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey! Hey! Glory! 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 Glory!
Hallelujah. This is the mindset in which we shape our days. We shape our life. It doesn't end here. This is a rehearsal. This is a showing, learning of what to do when we get here, when we leave this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, we'll just give the announcement standing. There's one more. This week, on Tuesday, we'll be here for prayers. 6 o'clock, 3 hours prayers.